treatments, cord blood banking options, complementary and alternative therapies, and a brand new section on postpartum birth control are here. Lifestyle trends get their due too, from gender reveals to push presents, from over-caffeinating at the coffee bar or sipping an occasional glass of wine, or puffing on an e-cigarette or nibbling on a weed edible, to the wisdom of oversharing on social media, and much more. Pregnancy eating is on the expanded menu, including raw and paleo diets, juicing, grass-fed, organic, and health foods, and supposed superfoods, GMOs, even why eating peanuts and other nuts can actually help baby-to-be avoid allergies. The greening of pregnancy is covered as well, including how to avoid BPA and phthalates. There's skincare, hair care, cosmetics, and cosmetic procedures and spa treatment guidelines for the expectant set. There's simply a boatload of information for everyone who's expecting. Expanded advice on multiple pregnancy, back-to-back pregnancy, including breastfeeding while you're expecting, IVF pregnancy, pregnancy after weight loss surgery. More birthing options too, water and home births, delayed cord blood clamping, VBAC and gentle cesareans, laboring down and pushing positions. And remember the covers I was telling you about? Well, there you'll find a couple of very special surprises. On the front, Emma, the baby who started it all, pregnant with her first baby and our first grandchild, Lennox. And on the back, who else? Lennox. Just another couple of things I didn't expect when I was expecting, and way more than I ever could have expected or dreamed possible. May all your greatest expectations come true.
About the What to Expect Foundation. Every mom should be able to expect a healthy pregnancy, a safe delivery, and a healthy, happy baby. That's why we created the What to Expect Foundation, a nonprofit organization dedicated to making that mission a reality for moms and babies in need around the world. Our programs include Baby Basics, special delivery baby showers for military moms-to-be in partnership with the USO, and a global midwife training initiative in partnership with the International Medical Corps. For more information and to find ways you can help, please visit our website at whattoexpect.org. Part 1. First things first. Chapter 1. Are you pregnant?
Maybe your period's only a day overdue, or maybe it's going on 3 weeks late, or maybe your period isn't even slated to arrive yet. But you've got a gut feeling, literally in your gut, that something's cooking, like a brand new baby bun in your oven. Maybe you've been giving baby-making everything you've got for 6 months or longer, or maybe that hot night 2 weeks ago was your very first contraceptive-free love connection. Or maybe you haven't been actively trying at all and still managed to succeed. At least, you think you did. No matter what the circumstances that have brought you to this book, you're bound to be wondering, am I pregnant? Well, listen to find out.
What you may be wondering about: early pregnancy signs.
My period isn't even due yet, but I already feel pregnant. Is that possible?
The only way to be positively positive that you're pregnant, at least this early on, is to produce a positive pregnancy test. But that doesn't mean your body is staying mum on whether you're about to become a mom. In fact, it may be offering up plenty of conception clues. Though many women never feel any early pregnancy symptoms at all, or don't feel them until weeks into pregnancy, others get lots of hints that there's a baby in the making. Experiencing any of these symptoms or noticing any of these signs may be just the excuse you need to run to the store for a home pregnancy test. Tender breasts and nipples. You know that tender, achy feeling you get in your breasts before your period arrives? That's nothing compared with the breast tenderness you might be feeling post-conception. Tender, full, swollen, tingly, sensitive, and even painful to the touch breasts are some of the first signs many, but not all, women notice after sperm meets egg. Such tenderness can begin as soon as a few days after conception, though it often doesn't kick in until weeks later, and as your pregnancy progresses, it could get even more pronounced. Make that